Good evening, Audio Boo. Today is the 29th of January 2013. 14, good grief. Where am I? Oh, yeah, 2014, of course. And maybe you can notice that I've got a bit of a bunged up nose, but it's not really that bad. So I just wanted to give a bit of an update of myself because I've not really had lots of updatey boots. Boots? Oh, goodness, where's my brain heading today? Too bad, I think. I haven't done any update-y booze for a while. My booze for the last weeks were mainly of the ambience, audio photography, like memory kind of thingy. Nature, whereas I think it is time. I do like to get through those memory things because you don't want to hear me talking all the time, and it is interesting to you know, get the atmosphere. This is what audio book is for mainly, but it also is an audio blog, and I do feel like, you know, it's a bit like a diary, like an open diary, I suppose, that you can read. Or listen to in this case, where yes, there is, you know, sound pictures, if you may, you know, if you want to call it that, but also, you know, talky bits, like in a journal, I suppose, there's talky bits, and then there's, well, most people put pictures in as well. I just do sound pictures. I'm still not managing to record myself running. That's something I don't know if I can ever get done, but and again, I've had another experience of how vital audio, like sound bites, sound pictures, or sound, you know, memories are. For those of you who didn't know, but I'm sure you've probably heard by now, if you heard my audio books from the last few days. This weekend, I had two lovely visitors, Kay, who is KittyCat84 on here, who's been with me loads of times, and her partner Mark, who I believe is PRC320 on here, but he doesn't boo very much. But, yeah, they were with me this weekend, and I decided to show them in various recordings, you know. Not only, I showed them the audio books of me over Christmas and stuff, you know, my family and stuff, which was very interesting for them to hear me speak in German. But I also showed them, and on the last day, I showed them a sound clip from, good grief, it must have been about 2.5 years ago. yeah, it was in October, I believe, October 2011. That was, and I don't know why I know this, but that was when the 4S was out, the iPhone 4S, because we were with a friend who wanted the iPhone 4S at that time, and it was the year after I had my iPhone 4. Okay, that's not really important, but I showed them a clip of, I recorded the day that we had in Gloucester with that friend. And let's just say, I showed them a part of the clip where if you picture this, okay, we went out of Subway, which obviously is the chain, restaurant chain. We were walking about 2 minutes down the road through a busy shopping mall, and then opposite the shopping mall, there are some benches. It wouldn't have taken us more than, let's say, 3, 4, 5 minutes. I reckon less than 5 minutes, definitely. During walking through the shopping mall, I heard myself on the recording breathe like a walrus. And I'm sorry this may sound discriminatory, but I can't describe it in any other way. And I'm not, you know, bragging, or I'm not putting myself down, but I'm also thinking about how far I've come, and I can just imagine, I'm going to take the mickey out of myself now, pardon if you're not offended by it, Can you slow down, please? I really, God, slow down. I can't walk. And we walked at a normal pace. 2 minutes, guys, 2 minutes. I didn't have a heavy backpack on my back or anything. I just literally was too heavy. And that's one reason why sound pictures or sound clips for me are so important. Not only give me, you know, very good memories of, you know, good times, they also remind me where I'm coming from, so that I don't lose sight of my goal and don't lose sight of where I'm coming from. Anyway, that's actually not what I was going to talk about, but I got off on a tangent there. But yeah, I was going to, the reason I'm doing this audio bloggy kind of chatty thing, and you know, you're welcome to skip it if it's too boring. You know, you're welcome to use it as a fall asleep, you know, a sleeping aid or whatever. But I just feel like, you know, for those of you who are interested and who have followed my, you know, my life, as it were, for the last years closely, it would just be nice to have a little bit of a, you know, a bit of an update. I had bought my own treadmill, but sadly, at the moment, it's gone gloriously wrong. Our friend, well, I believe anyway, I mean, if you imagine, you're visually impaired, your partner's visually impaired, and sadly, all the only help you have is this guy who, and I know he's got the best intentions, but he does not want to be told that he's wrong. I mean, he does not want to be corrected. He set up my treadmill, and he's one of the few people I can ask these things that I feel comfortable with, but not anymore, I'm afraid. He set this thing up, and he must have set it up wrong. I'm sorry, but there is no other way, because the thing is sloping. Bearing in mind, on the eBay description, now, yes, I bought it from eBay, but I did not buy it used. I did not buy it from an individual, I bought it from an eBay shop, and I had looked at the feedback. So, you know, it is something that I have very thoroughly researched. So, this thing is new. So, and in the description, there is nothing about an incline, a set incline, like a slopey bit. Also, the reason I think it is wrong is because not only is it slopey, it's also the handlebars are way too low. I reckon if it was level, the handlebars would be a lot higher. You can't run safely with your back bent. That'll hurt your discs. The impact of running will completely shatter your discs. So that's unhealthy. And also, our friend Mark noticed that you can actually almost use it manually. And this is because the momentum of the down, you know, when you push your feet downwards, like back and downwards, it's momentum there because it's sloping, and it, you can always use it manually, and that should not be that way. So, yeah, I think it is set up wrong, but I can't tell him that he's wrong. So now I need to ask Gav's family, who I am just not completely comfortable with. But I've spent money on this, and it's not even my money, it's my family's birthday money. I want to show them that I'm not wasting their money. And I wouldn't have wasted it. I would have used that thing, but I can't use it if it's doing me harm. So it's a bit upsetting. Anyway, that's the first thing. The weekend obviously was lovely. You heard the audio boost. We did various things. We had lovely chats. I made countless cups of tea and coffee. We went to Waitrose Cafe, and we went to our favourite Italian place on Saturday. We went to the Conservative Club for a roast in Gloucester on Sunday. as well as to Costa afterwards. And after that, we walked to our friends Andres and got soaked. Lovely. Not, but hey. But it was a great weekend, and I really enjoyed it. And on Monday, I got back to the running club. I had developed this cold on Saturday. I developed this bad throat on Saturday night. And by Monday, that had gone, but it was replaced by a pretty, just a runny nose. Nothing, you know, nothing to worry about, but it's just annoying. And I was very, very insecure whether to go to running or not, and whether to go to college or not. At the end, I did something, well, you might call it very silly and very risky, and it just, yeah, silly. But I've got my reasons. That my teacher is very easily, like, can get ill very easily. And she's got a baby, and she gets a lot of infections and a lot of, you know, colds and flu and whatever. So what I did was I left college, but I went running. Yeah, I know that that's a bit of a bad priority. Plus, college wouldn't have made me more ill, but running could have done. But I just enjoy running more now, and I do think, I honestly do think of my teacher. It's not just me not wanting to. Although it was nice to just, you know, clean up after, you know, my friends left and stuff, and just relaxing a bit. Although, on the other hand, if Gav hadn't come home, I think I would have gone, you know, ill or not ill, because the worst thing, if friends leave, the worst thing is you feeling a bit sad, and you've got to distract yourself. But Gav came home soon after, and he went with me to Costa Coffee and to Boots, and I then went to the running club, and I said to them, well, I have a bit of a cold, but it's not bad enough to keep me away, and it wasn't. I was fine. I did another 3.5 miles, which what really puzzles me, but I think I know the reason why. When I run with the running club, I can do longer mileages than on my treadmill. But I think I know why. I think the reason is that very often you have these tiny breathers on the road, like when you have to wait to cross a road, or when you regroup yourselves and the lady and the coach is talking about where the people's next loop back, you know, position is. You know, you have these little 1 minute or even half a minute breaks, which often is enough to recover. Whereas on the treadmill, yeah, you could turn it off, but or like turn it down, but I don't know, you just don't really want to. So you have literally trained more endurance on the treadmill. So while with the club I'm managing about 4 miles, on the treadmill I manage about 3 and a bit, which, you know, it's good. It's good because you haven't got uphill, downhill to contend with. You haven't got, like I said, the slowing down, the waiting for busy roads, the regrouping breaks, you know, or those little things that you just have to do on a road. Even slowing down on a narrow bit, you haven't got that on the treadmill. So you basically, it's more endurance. You run, I wouldn't say more. You don't run more, but you just run it without stopping. And like, you know, I will get better. I'm sure I will eventually. But anyway, so this on Monday I ran about 5.6k, which is about 3.5 miles, which is pretty good. And my coach told me the homework should be to do another 3 miler, which I've done today. So I'm very happy about that. So yesterday I rested, and today I rested until about 2 o'clock. I got ready, I went to Waitrose Cafe, and then what I was going to do is I was going to go to, like, do my 5K run and then go to Pilates. Sadly, the traffic was horrendous. I mean, first of all, I had to wait 20 minutes for a bus to arrive, and literally, there was no bus coming. Well, I think there was one coming, but it didn't actually pay attention to me. And when finally a bus came, it was so much traffic that by the time I started running, it was already 20 to 7, and Pilates started at 7, and I really wanted to get my 5K in. So I decided, well, I'm just going to have to prioritise. I'm just going to have to do the run and, you know, leave Pilates, which is a shame, but at least I ran. And then maybe I can cancel my doctor's appointment, even though it's important to me. It's not urgent. Maybe I can go to Pilates on Friday. Possibly. We'll see how it goes. So that was my day today. I'm happy I managed to do 5K. My wish is I could do that again on Friday. But that depends on how hard she's going to work us in Pilates, if I do go to Pilates. If I don't, I hope I can get another 5K in. That would mean I would have done 15.6K a week, which I would be rather happy with. 15.6K would be, oh my goodness, ask me another time, I can't actually put it in miles. 1 mile is 1.6K. Pretty much 10 miles, a bit less than 10 miles, I think, but again, I could be wrong. But yeah, I think about a bit less than 10 miles, which is quite neat. Anyway, I am going to stop this. I just thought I'd give you an update. Tomorrow, I'm very much looking forward to, and I dare say I've earned this day of fun now after my, you know, run. My college has a training day, which means I haven't got any lessons, which I'm very pleased about, because Thursdays are a bit of a horror for me in college. It's like a lot to do and not much time. But tomorrow is training day, apparently, as far as I heard. And so instead of going to college, I get to go out to Gloucester and meet up with two ladies I don't often meet, Alex and Lorraine, and I'm very excited about that, because I've not seen them since, oh my god, I would say, I think October, because that was about half term. Yeah, I think that's what it is. Yeah, I think it actually was about Halloween. Yeah, so it was about 4 months ago. Hang on, I can't count. 3 months ago. Still, it's nice to see them again, and I get to show them Costa Coffee, which, as many of you know, is my second home. And then maybe I'll meet the guys, our friends, Joe and Andre, in their favourite cafe, and then I might go home afterwards. We'll see how I feel. Or I might go back to Costa afterwards, if I'm completely bonkers, which I know I am. Anyway, so much for that. Hope you're all doing well, and I am going to leave you with that before I bore you to death with my Costa adventures and running and whatever else. If you are, you know, listening to my audiobooks and you are a runner, or you do something like that, please, you know, feel free to share your experiences. You know, just drop me an audiobook DM, that'd be quite nice. I shall talk to you all when there's more to report. Until then, have a good time.